Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time today to come and commemorate this important day in our local and national history. We gather here to remember Robert Hampton Gray, born in Trail in November of 1917. After university, he made his way to Calgary to enlist with the Royal Canadian Naval Volunteer Reserve in July of 1940. With Air Force training in Halifax in England, he was stationed in Nairobi, Africa in early 1942, flying Hawker Hurricanes. It was here he earned his rank of lieutenant. In 1944, he returned to England and joined the HMCS Formidable, which battled German naval ships. In the spring of 1945, the Formidable joined the Pacific Arena. Lieutenant Gray was tasked with leading many raids on Japanese airfields. An attack on the airfield in Tokyo earned him the Distinguished Service Cross. On August 9th, Lieutenant Gray found himself leading his crew over Onagawa Bay, full of Japanese naval vessels. Despite an onslaught of anti-aircraft fire, Lieutenant Gray targeted the Amunuska, sinking it and Japanese servicemen on board. His plane succumbed to the barrage of fire and it plunged into the bay. His body was never recovered. In November of 1945, he was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross. He is the last Canadian to receive this honor. In Onagawa City, a monument was erected memorializing Lieutenant Gray in 1989, overlooking the very bay of his and many others' last battle. This rare recognition of a foreign enemy soldier serves to remind us all that of the amends that can be made. I'm pleased to join the cities of Victoria, Esquimalt, Vancouver, Ottawa, Halifax in proclaiming Saturday, August 9th, 2025 as Lieutenant Robert Hampton Gray Victoria Cross Day. In addition, the province of British Columbia has also made a formal proclamation. What a tremendous tribute on the 80th anniversary of his death and the end of the Second World War. I will now read the proclamation. Whereas Robert Hampton Gray was born in Trail on November 2nd, 1917, and whereas following his upbringing in Nelson, he enlisted in the Royal Canadian Naval Volunteer Reserve in 1940, then trained with the Royal Canadian Air Force as a pilot. And whereas in 1942, Gray was deployed to North African Theater flying Hawker Hurricanes, then moved to the aircraft carrier MS Elisiris, where he promoted to the rank of lieutenant. And whereas Lieutenant Gray was mentioned in dispatches for his role in Operation Goodwood, a coordinated attack on the German battleship Tirpitz. And whereas Lieutenant Gray participated in the invasion of Okinawa in April of 1945. And whereas Lieutenant Gray was awarded a Distinguished Service Cross for the sinking of a Japanese destroyer in July of 1945. And whereas Lieutenant Gray bravely led an attack on Japanese naval vessels in Onawaga Bay on August 9, 1945, sinking the Amunuska before crashing into Onawaga Bay, where he perished. For his bravery and valor, Lieutenant Gray was posthumously awarded the Victoria Cross, the last Canadian to receive the honor. And whereas Lieutenant Gray's sacrifice is commemorated across Canada and Japan with memorials, naval squadrons and place names such as schools, mountains, and airport features, and the Royal Canadian Navy has named an offshore patrol vessel for Lieutenant Gray. And whereas this day marks the 80th anniversary of Lieutenant Gray's ultimate sacrifice, and whereas coordinated proclamations are occurring across the country today to commemorate the leadership, bravery, and memory of a trail-born Lieutenant Gray. Now therefore, I, Mayor Colleen Jones, on behalf of the Trail City Council, do by proclaim August the 9th, 2025, Lieutenant Robert Hampton Gray Victoria Cross Day. So today, I just want to thank everybody for being out and supporting this Proclamation Day. We are very grateful for the presence of the 81 Royal Canadian Sea Cadet Corps Hampton Gray Victoria Cross of Nelson, the 531 City of Trail Air Cadets Squadron, the 44th Field Engineer Squadron, members of the RCMP Trail Detachment, and members of Trail City Council. And we have our MP, Rob Morrison, and our MLA, Steve Morissette, the Royal Canadian Legion Trail Branch, number 11, Darylyn Fox, our bugler, and Will Bain, our piper. Thank you all for your service to our nation and our community.